Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. Looking to improve your mitochondrial function for increased energy, supporting the strength and density of your skeletal system and teeth, or possibly optimizing calcium absorption and utilization and maintaining healthy heart function? Well, look no further than vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 at Just Thrive. Vitamin K2 and D3 are one of the most nature's vital powerful couples. Both are essential for maintaining a strong immune system, peak energy, and thriving heart and bone health. In fact, your body needs vitamin D3 to absorb calcium and vitamin K2 to direct the calcium where it needs to go. So if you are looking to improve your overall health, go to justthrivehealth.com and check their vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 and use colitis at the checkout to get an additional savings. Ozone therapy. That's what we're going to be talking about today in today's episode for gut health. So let's dive right into it and harnessing the health powers of ozone therapy for your gut health. I do have an article on this. If you have not read it yet, it is on thekaleidoscope.com. So go there if you want to read this article, or you can just listen to me talk, either one or do both. I greatly appreciate it. But let's dive into why ozone is a hot topic and why I'm talking about it today in this episode. So in the quest for optimal health and well-being, innovation therapies continue to emerge. We know this time and time again. We're always trying to figure out what can help the body and improve the body, offering promising solutions to age-old health challenges. Among these, ozone therapy has gained attention for its remarkable potential to support overall health, with particular benefits for gut health, which is why obviously we're hitting on it today. We're always looking to improve our guts. So I'm going to explore the science behind ozone therapy in today's episode, its roles in promoting gut health, and how you can access this cutting-edge treatment by doing certain things. Again, I'll give you different topics of how you can do this, but we will dive into that later in this episode. So first, let's understand ozone therapy though. Ozone therapy involves administration of ozone, a naturally occurring gas composed of 3 oxygen atoms, for therapeutic purposes. Ozone has powerful oxidative properties, which can stimulate various biological processes in the body, including oxygenation, immune modulation, and anti-inflammatory effects. It has been used for decades in medical settings to treat a wide range of conditions, from chronic infections to autoimmune diseases, which, like we all know, I've been dealing with ulcerative colitis, which is, again, why I've been looking into this and reading more and more about this. And I should mention, too, that this is going to be different than what you think about the ozone layer around planet Earth. This is something completely different. Before I go too far into wondering if that's the exact same thing I'm talking about, this is different. So let's first, though, look at the benefits of the overall health. Now that we know a little bit more understanding on what ozone is. So the first one, it enhances oxygenation. Ozone therapy works by increasing oxygen delivery to tissues, improving cellular metabolism and energy production. By enhancing oxygenation, ozone therapy can support overall vitality and resilience, helping the body function optimally. If you don't know the whole biology of how the system works, we need oxygen, obviously, for things to work in our system, our cells, our mitochondria. The oxygen itself will actually allow us to create ATP, which gives us energy to actually work. When we don't have this oxygen, our body has to run on a different type of formula, which again actually increases more inflammation, more soreness, and again, it's not the best way for our body to actually work. A lot of times people are a little bit lower in their oxygenation, depending on how they're breathing, if they're not working out, and therefore, again, they're not getting all this oxygen to all the cells that need it, and therefore, again, this will lead to issues. By increasing it, by doing this way, again, you're allowing your body to get more oxygen to all these cells to, again, give it a better opportunity to function better. Along those lines, then, the modulation of immune response. Ozone has immunomodulatory properties, meaning it can be regular in the immune system's activity. This can be beneficial for conditions characterized by immune deficiencies or dysfunctions, such as autoimmune diseases and chronic infections. By modulating the immune responses, ozone therapy may help restore balance and promoting health. Same thing I just mentioned before, this is just giving more energy to those areas, which can help our immune system function better, which we all know is something that we need to have day in and day out, especially if you are dealing with any type of sickness. You want to make sure you're improving your immune system. And then lastly, the anti-inflammatory effects. Chronic inflammation is a common underlying factor in many chronic diseases, including those affecting the gut. Ozone therapy has been shown to reduce inflammation by inhibiting pro-inflammatory cytokines and promoting the production of anti-inflammatory mediators. By dampening inflammation, ozone therapy may alleviate symptoms associated with inflammatory conditions. This, we've been talking about this multiple times, but like I said, if you are having inflammation throughout the body, that itself can lead to a lot of other issues down the pipeline, and especially in our gut. So if there's more inflammation, that can lead to a leaky gut, which then can lead to food particles and other things that shouldn't be going past the barrier, which then causes more issues. And therefore, again, you're just going down a slippery slope. So the fact that you're able to decrease your anti-inflammatory effects, that by itself is going to have a huge health benefit, not just in your gut, but your overall health. So let's look at the role of the gut, though, because I think this is very important too when we're looking at the ozone treatments. So like I said, I always talk about the gut, but the gut plays a pivotal role in our overall health, serving as a hub for digestion, nutrient absorption, and immune function. Distributions in the gut health can lead to a host of problems, including digestive disorders, autoimmune diseases, and metabolic imbalances. Ozone therapy offers several mechanics by which it can support the gut health. So we're going to look at three different things and how it can help the gut itself. Now, the microbial balance. Ozone therapy has antimicrobial properties capable of targeting and eliminating harmful pathogens, including bacteria, viruses, and fungi. By reducing pathological things like that burden in the gut, ozone therapy may help restore microbial balance and promote the growth of beneficial bacteria. We all know this, that there is a constant battle going on in our gut health, especially when it comes to the good guys and the bad guys. What can sometimes happen, you can get an overgrowth of the bad guys, which then will run rampant throughout your entire system and can lead to a lot of other issues, like candida being one that's very common for most people. So ozone, by the fact that it can reduce this, now again, you do still want candida in your system. You don't want it to get completely gone. Let's make sure we have that in the record, but it will bring it back to where it should be, at the good level that it should be in your gut. And this is why ozone plays a major role in that factor. Along those lines, the gut barrier integrity. Ozone therapy has been shown to enhance integrity of the gut barrier, which serves as a protective barrier against the entry of toxins and pathogens into the bloodstream. By strengthening the gut barrier function, ozone therapy can help prevent leaky gut syndromes and reduce systemic inflammation. This one's a big one, especially if you are dealing with, say, ulcerative colitis. This is why it really hit my peak of interest, because, again, if you're able to help the gut barrier, you're obviously doing something right. And this, again, allows your gut barrier to get back to where it should be and allowing your body to still recover naturally and start feeling better. And lastly, again, the immune system, the immune regulation. The gut is home to a significant portion of the body's immune system. Ozone therapy, immunomodulatory effects can help regulate immune response in the gut, promoting tolerance to harmful antigens while mounting appropriate defense against pathogens. This immune modulation can support overall gut health and reduce the risk of immune-mediated gut disorders. So again, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to help our immune system, and therefore, again, the immune system, a lot of it is in your gut. So if your gut is not working properly, you're going to have issues with your immune system. Now, like I said earlier in this episode, I did want to talk about how you can access the ozone therapy. So let's look at a few different options. Now, granted, there's probably going to be more down the road at some point. This is an always changing thing, especially that's what science is. You're always getting new types of therapies, or some that might be better than others, depending on your circumstances. But these are the three that I want to talk about today. So ozone therapy is typically administered by a trained healthcare profession in specialized clinics or medical offices. Now, the ones I'm about to talk to are just a few that administrations include. So ozone autohumotherapy. In this approach, blood is drawn from the patient, mixed with ozone, and then reintroduced or reinfused into the bloodstream. This method allows a system delivery of ozone and commonly used for conditions requiring immune modulation and antimicrobial treatment. So really, this is a cool one because, again, you're getting blood coming out. You're then seeing it being mixed with the oxygen and being pumped back into your blood. This one by itself is a very good way to actually get the ozone into your system, and probably one of the most the safest ways, I should say. But again, there are always risks with any of these, but you are having a medical profession do this for you. So therefore, again, you will be in good hands. They'll walk you through what to expect, all the things that you need to do prior to actually starting. This isn't just a guessing game or anything. So like I said, this may be the better route to go down at first, but we will talk about the two other ones here. Now, the second one, the rectal insufflation. Now, this one, again, is a little different, but ozone gas can be introduced into the rectum using a specialized catheter, allowing for local delivery of ozone into the gut mucosa. This method is often used for targeting gut-related conditions such as inflammatory bowel disease and irritable bowel syndromes. Now, I haven't done this personally, but this, again, was one of the reasons why I was reading on this topic, because when you are having a lot of gut issues, it seems like you're able to actually add in the ozone this way. It's going to help the gut immediately. And again, if you are dealing with this and you've been dealing for some while, you may want to talk to your healthcare provider and see if this is an option for you, because this may kickstart your gut health back in the right direction. Now, granted, you still have to do all the other things. Sleep well, drink plenty of water, great diet, moving around, things along those lines. Because if you're not doing any of that, you can definitely fall back into that category camp where you're still having issues with your gut. And then the last one is ozone water. Ozone can also be dissolved in the water and consumed orally as a way to deliver ozone to the digestive tract. Now, I don't know if this is fully studied, I want to say, because it seems like this may not actually work. Again, I'm a little skeptical on this last one, but it is an option. Now, ozone water may help support gut health by reducing microbial overgrowth and promoting microbial balance. And like I said, while you're drinking it, it should be absorbed into your body. But like I said, I don't always know, again, if you're getting a bottle of water, it says it's been introduced into it, how long it actually stays in there, because once you open it, is all that ozone being released into the air? It's hard to say exactly, but that is still an option. You can always look more into that. But those are the three that I wanted to talk about in today's episode. Now, before undergoing any ozone therapy, it's essential to consult with a qualified healthcare provider to determine if it's appropriate for your individual health needs and ensure proper administration and monitoring. Again, please do not do this by yourself and do some research and talk to your healthcare provider, because again, there can be some tricky situations with this, but if you talk to someone that's been doing this time in and time out, you will get the best results and therefore again, diminishing the chances of causing any issues. So in conclusion though, ozone therapy offers a promising approach to support overall health with special benefits for gut health. By modulating immune responses, reducing inflammation, and promoting microbial balance, ozone therapy can help optimize gut function and alleviate symptoms associated with gut-related disorders. With proper guidance for healthcare professionals, individuals can explore the potentials of ozone therapy as part of a holistic approach to wellness. So that is what I have today on this episode for the Kaleidoscope. I hope you did enjoy this episode. If you did, I highly recommend that you do share this with other people that may not know about this. Even if, again, they don't have gut issues, they may want to look into this because they may not be telling you that they're having gut issues. And this can help anyone else. So if you share this with anyone or even go to the website and read on this article, I greatly appreciate it. But also if you give this podcast a 5-star review, I greatly appreciate that. But that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode and I will see you in our next one. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.